Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. And I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is a quite chaotic and confusing and passionate and nice and funny episode on social media and why we all kind of feel shit in this place. Maybe you feel good in this place. I don't know how you feel in this place. My Instagram, Be Real, we talk about. I think maybe we talk about TikTok, but even if we don't, let's just slip that and get the youngins in. We can talk about Facebook, get the older people in as well. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
For fuck's sake. All right, okay.
Hey, everyone.
Hello. Hey.
We're going to do super casual, chilled, informal, yeah, ridiculous chat today, I think.
The vibe, I think, from me personally is hopefully this is better than nothing. And I'm sure you agree.
This content you're right? about to receive is better than nothing.
No content. What I mean by that is almost like, look, if you're not in the mood for just like a silly, goofy mood, then you can turn it off and you've essentially got nothing, and then you can come back to it whenever you're ready. But like, I feel fine to record an episode. Like, we're fine. We oh, are
absolutely.
Fine. We're absolutely fine. I'm fine. But we're also just not in our right frame of mind.
I don't know why we're not as well. I think it's just almost, well, Wing's got a stomach ache.
Yeah, that's hurts. Top of the list.
And I've got no excuse, really. Yeah. I've just been playing Stardew Valley and it's like all I can think about.
Oh, but that sounds amazing. Like, almost, I feel bad that I'm keeping you here when I know that's all you want to be is back in Stardew Valley.
I need to
Valley.
Come to reality a little bit. Like, otherwise
no,
I'll be building chicken coops.
No, you
coops
don't.
All
Stay
day.
Away. No, you deserve more than that. You deserve more than the reality.
So true.
Go back to Stardew. Go back to the Valley.
I'm really scared this laptop is like, if anyone can hear my
gonna
laptop
die.
Literally overheating. I've tried to push this way back, so I'm like miles away from Wing right now. But
I mean, it doesn't get much worse for an intro than this, does it?
It's almost like there'll be like just like a humming noise the whole way through it anyway. I hope there's not.
That's all right.
Fuck no.
That's okay. All right. Well, I actually, look, I wouldn't mind having a nice chilled convo with you about social media because I've been thinking some things recently,
okay,
as usual.
Go on. What have you been thinking?
Well, I mean, I'm always thinking, but...
Sorry, I just keep having to test
Are you okay?
this. It's fucking loud. But the thing is, because my
right.
AirPods fall out of my ears as well, I can't go any further back because I've got a fucking wire,
yeah,
or headphones on a wire.
Oh, yeah,
which feels
you're
so
physically
old,
connected.
Old-fashioned now.
You're tethered.
I'm tethered to the laptop, so it has to be like semi-close.
That's fine, they don't
but
mind.
But that can get cut. That doesn't need to be heard.
No, that's going right in there.
God, sorry.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about social media, really.
Yeah.
I help myself but think about it, and I think, not to take us to the pits, but obviously when I'm in a bad place and then I come out of a bad place and I feel good for an hour and I want to post and I'm just kind of going through a thing. I think I'm at the point where I want to, maybe I'm just starting off with a crux, and just, you know, bear with me. I need some patience here because I'm not quite sure what the sentence that's about to come out of my mouth is going to be, but I'm just going to find it along the way. Michael Scott style.
Love it.
Is that his name? Yeah, it is. Michael Scott.
Oh,
I'm
my
really
goodness.
Out of my right. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Name?
My brain is fried. What? I don't
Michael
know why. I just
G.
thought
Scott.
Michael Scott.
Michael Gary
Am
Scott.
Am I okay? Like, doesn't this feel right? Everything feels off. I almost like... I think, so when I'm in a bad place, I don't post. You can 100% tell when I'm not feeling good because there's no stories, there's no nothing. I'm not here because I don't want to share.
Mm.
And if you see a post from me, I felt good when I posted it. I just have never ever posted anything when I felt bad behind the camera.
Yeah.
Or behind the post. However, I then also am thinking about maybe I want to post when I... Like, why do I only feel like I want to post when I feel good? But then it's like, well, maybe that's just how you feel and maybe that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot about
like not wanting to be seen. And often when you feel bad, it's like, why the fuck would I expose myself to people when I feel like shit? Like, then it's all up in the air for opinions. And almost you open yourself up to...
the world again.
Yeah, it's like you're not in the mood. It's kind of, yeah, if I feel shit, I'm not going to a party. I'm staying right at home.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like when I feel shit, I'm not making it to the supermarket. That's for sure.
Yeah, but then there's something. But then about, I also think maybe sometimes it helps to go to the supermarket, but I don't think it helps to post a picture of yourself online if you feel shit. I just don't see how that.
No,
would help.
But I agree. I don't think that would help. But then I think maybe what might help is like reframing, like, why is only one version of you acceptable to be shared with other people?
100%.
Because I'm not just not posting. I'm not replying to your text, for example. It's like,
you are,
I don't
though.
Allow the depressed version of me. I am now, but I have a problem with, as we've discussed many a time, I have a problem with accepting that the depressed version of me is just a valid version of me.
I think you've come so far on that, though. Like, you just
really?
Have.
Yeah,
thanks. I don't think it's you don't reply, like, I don't know, maybe it's to other people as well, but to
maybe
me,
I'm not
I feel like
else,
I
yeah.
always get replies off
I'm
you.
I'm replying to
like,
all the
yeah,
time.
I'm not
yeah,
either
you
thinking,
do.
Oh God, she's gone again. I'm not thinking she's
but
gone.
But you have done.
Well, you used to go in for way longer, but I think we've come to a whole thing with that. Like, you're great. You're just great.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm on this kind of mission to make it, I feel like I want to be very transparent. My mental health is really bad. That's not to depress everyone or be like, woe is me. But I just want to kind of figure out what a healthy level of representation of that looks like.
Yeah.
And help my own relationship with that as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just, you know, thinking the things, hashtag realizing things.
Social media is definitely, it's such a weird one, isn't it? Because I feel like I definitely have a whole relationship with it, because I always think, I've been realizing recently, whenever I go on it, even if I'm in a completely neutral mood, I rarely come out of it. I rarely close Instagram specifically feeling the same as I went in or better. I'll either feel I mostly feel worse. Mostly when I close my app and I've been on it for literally even 30 seconds, I'll note to myself, I've been quite like on it because I feel like it's such a passive experience anyway, you're not even really thinking about how you feel. But recently I've been thinking,
gosh,
how do I feel before I click on this app and how do I feel afterwards?
Yeah,
there's always a decrease in positivity in my mood after I come out of that place. So what the fuck am I doing? And I think I've been thinking loads recently, like, is this a place I want to be? Like, and I think it's been going on for fucking ages, because I used to post any old fucking shit, and now I've just got not even an idea of what I'm posting, all of this shit, but it's just almost like, I do think I'm more aware of it and I don't enjoy that.
That's interesting though, that you feel like you used to post any old shit, quoting you.
Yeah.
It's not my opinion. I never would have thought that.
Well,
like, that you used to post, like...
Well, there's loads of shit now that I've gone back and archived, because it's like me and my friends, like... just, I don't know, like weird things of like squirrels and shit like that I used to post. I'm just more saying it's noticeable to me how it's changed. And also, I don't know, I'm just always trying to think, like,
it's
is this
icky.
A place I want to be, like, do I want to be posting pictures of myself where I think I look good on the internet for what? For someone to go, that looks good.
And for what?
I don't know. Because I think it's been normalised.
Figuring out what it is
for.
I think it's
a habit that's been normalised of, like, it's normal.
Do you get enjoyment from it?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
Yeah, figure it out.
I don't know if I get enjoyment. Yeah. Like, for example, when I'm experiencing enjoyment in my life, I don't think it's comparable to the feeling that I get from posting a photo of myself online. The enjoyment of that is so small.
I must be a wanker.
No.
Because I think I've realized that it's the posting part that I like,
yeah.
But the scrolling and the observing, and I thought this was really interesting that we had a difference of opinion on this previously. Mm. Not like a clash of opinion, like it was an argument, but just an interesting observation that we feel differently about it. Because to me, like, it didn't even cross my mind. I was naive to the fact that for someone it might be the posting part that they're like, oh, this feels a bit gross, I don't like it. Whereas for me, I get genuine pleasure from posting. Mm. Maybe I have a sad little life change, but I enjoy it. It's a fun thing for me to do. I enjoy that process. But I hate, or I have to be very careful about when I find myself scrolling through. That to me is more dangerous. Like, I think I need to get better at monitoring the accounts I'm ending up on, yeah. and the things that are taking up my explore page, yeah. sometimes can just make me feel bad.
See, I think the scrolling, and I also I've got a hook on that now. Like, I've got I don't, to be honest, spend time on the consumer side of Instagram, yeah. or like, I'm not there consuming the content. I think I've just got too much of an awareness of like, oh, what, that we got
your
a comment on that that says it doesn't ever say you look ugly, it probably says you look pretty, and somehow I've turned that into you're fucking hideous. I think it's like, I'm not stable enough to have people's opinions back at me. It's almost or like most of the time I am, but say I go on the wrong day and someone says I don't know what they could say.
I like your dress. It's like, oh, so you don't think I look good though?
Or like, I like your hair. Yeah, because my face is ugly, right? Huh?
What did you say about my hair? Exactly, yeah.
It's like absurd. Yeah,
no, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. I think as well, like, someone sent an interesting message about, let me see if I can find it actually. I'm sorry, people are just commenting on our reel.
Oh my God. It's making me laugh. Did anyone like our reels that we're posting at the moment?
Guys.
We're doing little impressions.
Yeah, so actually the Instagram is... We're doing little skits on Britain's Got Talent sketches. We're being kooky crazy. The Instagram is back and running, guys. Maybe by the time this episode goes up, which is tonight, it might have all gone to shit. But at the moment, we've been quite consistent.
Well, it's all win. Everyone give her a round of applause. She's thriving.
It's all me. Yeah, I've been quite consistent. So somebody said they hate seeing happy lives. Oh, no, maybe not. That wasn't the one that I wanted to do. Oh. Sorry. That was a great one, but we can get to that later. Okay. Actually, no, that was the one. Sorry. That's getting cut. Mental. Okay, this person said, I hate seeing happy lives all the time, but crying/depression posts trigger me. So I'm sorry, I don't know how you've ended up in these circles. Because I must be triggering the fuck out of you every week. But I think that is so it of the thing of kind of, it doesn't even, I think a lot of the time, it doesn't even matter what you're consuming. It's just so overstimulating to be faced with so many other human beings. It's like, we're maybe not supposed to live like this. Like, maybe our brains aren't supposed to be flooded and saturated at every second, like at this speed.
Yeah.
Maybe we're supposed to kind of just engage with our community in our day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And be around our families and friends and the merchant in the bazaar and
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe we're not supposed to be encountering so much all the time.
I'd love to meet him.
You get what I mean?
That's so what
totally.
I was in
I'd
a
love
past
to peruse
life.
His wares.
I was kind of the merchant's assistant at the bazaar.
Oh, that is amazing. I can see you actually being like a kind of you know, like in the old kind of shows, like out on like a, not a street performer, doesn't sound right, but like a showgirl kind of in the medieval.
I agree. I imagine myself in the shows. Yeah, I see that for me as well, to be honest. Kind of.
Like kind of Madame something.
Do you know where you're getting that from? There's a character in Game of Thrones, that woman that like plays Cersei in the show in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I can't remember her name. It's like Madame something. And I was like, I know that would be me. And you were like, yeah, I can. Lady Crane is her name. Lady Crane.
Lady Crane. You're so Lady
and
Crane.
I would even say
Madame Lady Crane, which doesn't make any sense.
Lady Crane. That's kind of who I would see myself as in that world.
Yeah.
Or like, that's where I'd try and go. I see you as...
I love that for you. Oh, I'm about to be triggered so hard.
In the world of, like, there's a merchant
kind
at
of
a bazaar
the Weeping Willow
that we've created.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm like a little peasant boy. I'm like a hungry little boy.
You're kind of taking your cow to the market. You're Jack and Beanstalk.
I'm trying to, not even. I'm stealing potatoes.
A thief.
I'm bread rolls.
A thief thrown through.
I'm a thief. My face is muddy. My shorts, my trousers are too short.
Maybe you join the theatre. I take you on as kind of my...
Oh, like, that's nice.
Almost like you fetch my wine. I think Lady Crane does something okay. like that. I don't know
Perfect.
What she does.
Yeah, yeah, love it. Yeah, I'm down for that. Anyway,
you
social media.
You fetch my wine. What kind of and, insanity?
No, even worse, I say, yeah, sure.
That's
an awful
thing
to say.
I think maybe
Sounds
in
great.
A new different world, you would fetch my wine. Insane thing to say.
No, I love it.
What?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, so we're not supposed to be around this.
No.
Like, almost like you're not supposed to be hearing this podcast
no,
right
unnatural.
Now. Like, this was supposed to be a conversation just between two yeah. people, but all of a sudden.
And also, like, I think that's one of the realizations I've had kind of not even recently, but like, social media to me, it does feel like the end of the world. Like, it does actually feel like
yeah.
this obviously is the deterioration of. Like, if you were marking human humanities, like the history of humanity on a graph, it would be going, they're going up, 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 up. And it's very much like, okay, this is in the decline now. Like, when we're in this world where it's become completely normalized for people to be on a holiday, taking photos of themselves on that holiday, posting photos of that to people they will never meet, and then those people writing back being like, you're stunning, and somehow that feels like some normal interaction.
But it's beyond that
feels like
people are going on specific holidays so they can post them,
and that is
That's
the end
the
of the world
thing,
and
I
that
think.
Is the apocalypse. There is no other word for that is the fucking
apocalypse.
That's a dystopia.
Yeah. Okay, so someone commented. See, but this is nice. Someone just commented. This is in real time, by the way. Someone commented, you two cheer me up so much.
And this is why the apocalypse can be fun.
That's lovely.
And I'm going to thrive in this apocalypse. I'm going to enjoy it.
So
Chaos
cute.
Is a ladder, someone once said in Game of Thrones.
God, we're really Game of Thrones-ing
I know,
today.
But it's so true. That is my mantra.
I'm down.
Chaos is a fucking ladder. Look, this is the end of the world,
ladder,
but let's
yeah.
fucking enjoy it.
Okay, something I wanted to talk about as well, because this is a personal gripe of mine.
Oh, I love a gripe.
So, a couple of months ago now, start of summer, I downloaded an app called Be Real.
Oh, I'm on it right now. Did my one this morning.
I'm sure lots of you are. Some of you might not know of the app, but the general gist, the crux of an app called Be Real is that it flashes up, or, like, whenever
so time
during
to
the
be
day.
Real.
Time to be real.
Hell yeah. Time to be fake.
What I've Yeah, exactly. Right. So this is my, someone sent a really amazing DM and I replied back saying like, oh my God, this is the best thing I ever read. They kind of replied back being like, what? Like, maybe I went, I think I was a bit too much. I was like, this is amazing. Oh my God. I was like, wow. It's like, you're in my brain. You're a genius. And they were like, okay, they probably don't even listen. I don't know. Mm. I was really laying it on thick that their message meant a lot to me. Because I am of the, my personal interaction, my personal relationship with Be Real had to come to a close after not very long at all, to be honest. For the reasons that I feel like when I engage on an app like Instagram, for example, I am operating as much as possible with the awareness of this is a curation, yeah, this is social media, et cetera, et cetera. So I find it a lot harder to take that message with me to an app called Be Real,
yeah,
when I know for a fact, and this is just my personal experience and the people that I had on Be Real and whatever and blah, 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 I'm not seeing things that are necessary. It wasn't time to be real.
Absolutely it wasn't real. Not. Absolutely not.
And I, that for me is personally, I totally get, I totally appreciate that this could be amazing for some people, but for my sensitive soul, I can't hack it. And I'm making, to be honest, the wise and adult and mature decision for myself to remove myself from the environment, because my responsibility, you know what I'm not doing is putting reviews on the app saying, this app says it's all about being real and it's not, it's all about being fake and blah, blah, blah. You know what I did? It was my own responsibility and I took myself away. It's not Be Real's responsibility to take care of little old Erin Amorale.
No, because I do actually think, for me, Be Real does serve some kind of purpose. And for me, I don't think, like, I've had conversations with people where they're like, this is the next big thing. And it's like, oh, to me, this seems obviously a trend. Like, it gives me the same vibe. Yeah. Do you remember a game called an app called HQ that was big at uni? Yeah. It kind of gives me that vibe that it's like, this will last showing 4 months, age, 6 months, whatever, then it will die its death. It doesn't give me...
Do you remember House Party, was it called? In the beginning of the pandemic? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Is it called House Party? Like that. And there was one called Quiz Up way back in the day that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
But just like the classic app that everyone goes on. Fucking Wordle. Everyone goes on and on and on. They're the big thing. And then they die their death. Yeah. This gives me that vibe. It doesn't give me, oh, this is up and coming TikTok. It's going to be the next big thing in 2 years. Lo and behold.
Mm.
Couldn't be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Be Real does serve some kind of purpose for me right now. And I remember when I first got it, I was having a conversation with my sister and she was like, I was like trying to take my Be Real, like my fucking photo.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, why are you retaking this so many times? She was like, do you know it fucking tells people how many times you've retaken it? I was like, are you fucking joking?
Oops.
This is the information I needed to start off with. So my first one I posted in, it was like fucking 9 takes. And it was just a literal photo of me and my sister having a cup of tea sitting on my roof. And she was like, it's really important actually that you retrain yourself out of taking a photo, and there's nothing wrong with that photo, it's just ingrained in you that you take a photo of yourself and then you probably take it a few different times until it's perfect. And I'm actually really enjoying retraining myself out of the habit of taking one, but there's something you don't quite like and it's a it's just like, whatever you fucking look like, post that one, because it's about 10 people that are seeing
you know
anyway.
What's really good for that is using like an actual camera, not just your phone, like getting some film photos, because it's rare that I would take more than 2 film photos of one shot
film.
Exactly, yeah. It just feels much more, it kind of forces you out of that comfort zone of just of taking 20 pictures and picking the best
tries
one. Yeah.
Which is really damaging. I think that's been one of the, I don't know, that's one of the most sickly elements of our generation, I would say, that we, I don't know, everything has to be...
We're constantly striving for perfection.
But it's almost perfection to the most insane level, because there was perfection 10 years ago or whatever, but now it's so accessible. Like, perfection is such an accessible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so sick and so gross.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with the state.
That's
of
fair.
It
no, you're not. And I'm to be honest, I'm loving to hear from you these thoughts. It's interesting. Cause I agree. There's not a bone in my body that disagrees. But I just go on.
No, I was just gonna say, what are your thoughts on dumps? Because a lot of people said dumps are one of the things in social media that make them feel weird. And I completely get that. In the idea of like perfection on social media, I think dumps were kind of introduced as in photo dumps, not shits. I don't know what you're thinking I mean there. Dumps when like the idea of doing a photo dump.
The idea of doing a big fat dump.
Why I thought of that was I remember being at a restaurant when the idea of like photo dumps were like really like new, and I remember my friend being like, I really want to do a dump. And my other friend looking at me like, what did you say? And it was like, really, like, what? But they were definitely branded as, this is like making the feed informal. It's a casual thing. It's just a way to give like a few little things. You might do a close up of your glass of wine, a fucking bit of a dinner table. Here's like your shoes, blah, blah, blah. Like whatever it is. In the middle, there's somewhere. There's a picture of you that looks stunned, blah, blah, blah. Screenshot of something, whatever you want to put in. It's a casual thing. And they definitely like filled the gap in between like the story, which is like casual stuff, and like a feed post, which felt like it had to be like feed worthy, blah, blah, blah. And it became that you could post a few little shitty things on your feed. But they definitely have, and I'm not opposed to a dump. I do them all the time. And I really do think they're a good way to empty out your fucking camera roll in an aesthetic way, blah, blah, blah. I also think that's a sick urge in human nature, but you know, we've all been normalized.
Is it?
I think that
I don't think it's wholly sick.
Go on.
I know you're gonna roll your eyes.
I'm not.
However,
they're fixed. <You're> like, there's no rolling.
Your eyes are gonna pop out of your head. You're like straining so hard not to roll your eyes. You're gonna burst a blood vessel. It goes without saying. There's so much shit. It always goes without saying. But there is, to me, an undeniable amount of expression in a post. Not necessarily positive expression. It could be the expression of, I desire validation, give me love. That could be an expression. Or it could be, I'm so happy with these shoes.
Stunning. Like, stunning.
Do you know what I mean? There is, and I think there's varying degrees of expression for different posts and different people and different ways that people interact and blah, blah, blah. But I think there is sometimes enjoyment from sharing a dump, doing a dump,
of course.
Taking a little look at somebody else's dump. And maybe even comparing dumps.
But that's stunning. I think that is actually such a rare experience, though. I really think it's rare that people are posting things with the whole purpose of being like, I am posting this because I love this thing. I really think that's rare. I think more often it's like, it's purely habit. It's like, I went to this concert and before I know it, my hand is in my pocket, getting my camera, pressing record and putting that on my story. Like, I think it's almost just habit, and you haven't even thought, why did I do that? Did I do that because I was loving it? Did I need to prove I was there? What was that? Like, I went to a concert recently. Huge
concert.
Uh-huh.
Concert.
People always say I say that weird. Concert. Say it. I would concert. Say concert. But everyone says
emphasis is on
say
the,
I say concert. Concert. Or people would say, just say gig. That would be normal.
Yeah.
I would say a concert. But then again, wow. I get roasted for having a posh voice every day and always have. But
it's just the emphasis is on the second part of the word. Yeah, concert.
I know. Concert. I've always got roasted for that.
Have you?
This
isn't a roast. This is just an observation.
I'm happy to take
never a roast. Unless I'm looking at you dead in the eye and saying, I'm roasting you so hard right now.
And laughing in your face.
Yeah.
Which is not a roast. Joke share, my worst meal. Yeah. We actually couldn't eat a roast ever because I know it's your best meal and it's my worst meal.
It's my favourite, yeah.
So I don't think we'd have a joint experience in that.
No, we wouldn't.
I'd be annoying you by being like,
I wouldn't like to eat a roast around you because there's gravy everywhere and I wouldn't want to assault you like that.
Why would I be assaulted by gravy?
No, assaulted. And also probably insulted.
Wait, why is it an assault?
It's an assault because there's gravy everywhere.
Why is that an assault?
Because I'm assaulting you by, like, getting hot gravy all over you.
You're throwing gravy at me.
No, it's dribbling out of my mouth. It's flying across
the room.
It's going
from
my fork to the...
No, I'm not opposed to that at all.
I eat a roast like it's a food fight between me and the potatoes.
You eat a roast like it's a soup.
I eat the roast like I'm that little peasant boy on the market trying to get scraps.
Pour my wine.
Yeah, it's a rare experience, you think? And I agree with you, it probably is really rare.
Oh, I was at a concert.
You were at the concert. I was at a concert. Sorry, go on. Chill. Take it away, yeah.
I was at a concert, a gig, some may call it. and I was actually gobsmacked by, there was a man behind me and he filmed the entire thing on his phone. And I was literally...
And he was behind you and you spent the entire time turned around.
With anger. The back. Thinking, I think you need to listen to a podcast, mate. It's called Goes Without Fucking Saying. Because you're pissing me off and you're ruining your own life. And therefore ruining
my experience.
Why?
Because he was filming, he's watching the whole thing through the screen. Well,
I don't think I saw him look up. So basically, that it went on for... It was a bit long. It went on for, I would say, pushing 2 hours. It was 2 hours long. The concert was Queen. You may have heard of
them. Oh, yeah! Oh, God, that makes it so
Queen,
much better.
The band. But without Freddie Mercury, it was, it was intense. It was intense. Uh-huh. It was also very incredible. But there was a man behind us.
I love that you saw Queen. It's so good.
Queen, me and my friend went over there.
I forgot.
So this is why it's not really a gig. I would say it was a concert. I don't think you can call
Queen a
gig.
That's a real concert, yeah. If you were in the 80s, it's a gig. But yeah, seeing Queen
very much
in 2022 is completely a concert.
At the O2 Arena.
It's a concert. No doubt about it.
So there was a man there. So he was probably a bit old. He was probably like 55, I would say. He was... Okay. As soon as... I've forgotten all their names.
He was older.
As soon as, what's his name? The guy that sings it.
Brian May.
Brian May. Some other guy. And what's the guy that, Adam Lambert.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot he's the Queen
he's
guy
doing
now.
Freddie's bit. Adam Lambert. They all came out.
Bloody hell, wow.
And the second they came onto the stage, the phone comes out, click, click, record. He's just recording it. So he's watching them through the thing. Then the song would end, put it away. Next song, da-da-da, would open up, click, put in again. For the whole 2 hours, he's just filming, then stopping filming, filming. And I was just thinking, what is this for? Like, not in a... I actually don't
That's
think
what
I was
going to say,
I started off not judging him. It developed into a slight judgment, I'm not going to lie. But I started off inquisitively thinking, what is this for? Is this for Facebook? I thought, is this for Facebook? Because I doubt he's on Insta. I doubt he's the TikTok king. This 60-year-old man. So I'm sure this is for Facebook. Or are you going to email these around? So patronising. But like, what are these for?
So rude.
So rude.
So brutal.
So
no,
brutal.
But I completely agree. Because that, to me, is speaking to what you're just saying about its habit.
Exactly.
It's the thing of
exactly.
You've got this new tech. You've
it's
got this
a passive
new gadget.
Experience. He's got his fucking phone. His iPhone 4, and he's going to film it just out of habit. So it was almost as if he's not going to get home that night, sit on his sofa and be like, come on, guys, let's watch this. I'm going to put it on the TV and they're all going to watch the whole Queen concert. Because if it is that, why would you do that? Because you were actually at the concert. Why would you not just watch it? It's really odd to me. And I think distill that down, because that's someone that I would say, I'm so sorry, man, but doesn't really have a grip on social media, on technology, whatever.
Right.
Because he's completely dulling his experience in every way for the watered down version that he's going to get later by rewatching those videos, which most likely he will never do. He just did that out of habit. Mm-hmm. But I do think there are ways in which we all do that. We've grown up with social media, so I don't think we do that to that extent. Or we've grown up with cameras, so I don't think we do that to that extent. But there is a way that your favourite song starts playing at I don't know what fucking
at the Queen
you're at.
Concert
and
yeah.
Of course, and your habit is, before you know it, you've got your phone out filming it. And I know it's like an overdone point to be like, just live in the moment, just live in the concert.
No phones, nature
it's ridiculous
healing.
And I'm not saying that, because of course you want to get a fucking photo. You're
saying.
Watching fucking Billie Eilish Queen. Why would you not want a video?
No, I think
Billie
hold
Eilish.
On to Queen. Keep using Queen example. I like that.
You're watching Queen and
Queen.
Adam Lambert.
And Adam Lambert.
Who for
yeah.
ages I was calling Adam Levine. I was saying like, I think it's Adam
gosh.
Levine. And everyone was like, I don't think it is Adam Levine. And
no.
I was like, why would Adam Levine do like
abandon his own band?
Yeah, abandon Maroon 5 and then do Queen and Adam Levine. Queen. And then as like literally a day
that's
before
got a ring to it.
I was like, oh, it's Adam Lambert. And then I was like, Lambert, who is Adam yeah. Lambert?
Yeah.
It was great. He was absolutely great. and it was actually great. It was the greatest time. So it was just feeling kind of bad for this guy. Why are you laughing?
I'm tired.
Queen.
I love this. Yeah, the sincerity of you being like, and I had a great time, but the whole time I was thinking, what's with this guy?
I was, but not even just the guy. Everyone.
Society
as a whole. And I don't see anything wrong with getting, but like, I'm not here to be like, I'm the anti fucking photo police. I'm the anti fucking social media police, because that is not me, and I do not live by that. I just acknowledge within myself that there is a complete habit and a complete like passivity in going to the pub with your friends, and before you know it, you've got your phone out, take your phone, and it's fine.
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
But it's also like, I think for me, it's got to a point where it's like, I need to have a little think about why, when I look good, do I need to get a photo of me looking good? It's like, for what? To get someone back saying you look good? No, that's not my life. I can't be doing that.
Fair enough. I think it's really interesting. Again, you're bringing me a new perspective once again, because I feel like it's not a habit for me to do that. I actually have to be like, it's the habit for me to forget to do that, or to not do that, okay. to not take the picture and then have no pictures of life, which I've found to be really sad. Like, I feel like I'm trying to be more intentional with remembering to look, take a picture. This is nice. Remember it. Hold on to this. Share this. It's beautiful. Those sorts of
stunning
moments.
But that's also beautiful.
But
like, I wouldn't want to take.
Totally.
I wouldn't want to taint that with.
Yeah.
All of the shit I was just saying.
I think you couldn't possibly. I think it's more so just interesting that it's such a universal experience at the moment to be spending so much energy in social media. But yet the experience seems to be quite unique as well. I know we all relate on certain things, like when I see a certain picture, it makes me feel shit. Fair enough. Yeah, we all have like similar experiences. But I do think everyone's relationship to their own phone is quite unique. And like the ways that we engage with social media is quite specific, because we're all coming from our own fucked up little brains.
Yeah.
And we all have our own patterns and weird projections that we put onto this new device that we have access to.
It's completely fascinating.
So, of course, that's going to come out in different ways. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do think, and talking about the beauty of it, I do feel like there's a part of me, like, as a kid, I would just be drawing all the time, or, like, building a house in The Sims and, like, trying. And I would say I didn't have any siblings, so I'd be like, Mum, what should I draw you? And, like, little thing, like, and showing my pictures, or like, look at this house I built. Like, you have the inclination, the desire to
but those
share
are creative
something
things. Those are like,
and I find posting creative.
Do you?
Yeah, I genuinely do. I think taking a photo of something as plain as the fucking sky. I've literally got my phone out as if Steffi doesn't know what it looks like. Take a photo, but almost just like waving your camera around and finding. I enjoy it. I just love when. I do get enjoyment. I don't know if it's a Libra superficiality thing of like,
when
things look good.
No, but it's finding beauty in things. Like, I do think that's stunning. I think that is absolutely stunning. I think also that's rare though.
Yeah, I think I immediately feel comfortable and immediately recognise and know how normal it is for social media to make us all feel shit. Because we scroll and we see things we shouldn't see, and it makes us question ourselves and we lose our identity and things like that. But I think I haven't recognized that not everyone is posting when they feel good. Some people are posting when they feel bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's purely from my own naivety of when I feel bad, the last thing I'm going to do is post. So I almost didn't realize that was a thing. But I think it is a thing.
No, I know it's a thing.
And even if it's,
I know it's a thing.
I said this to you the other day, like, I could be having the worst week, and I've said this in like all of the episodes recently, but for example, and I am doing better at the moment, like the good days are getting more frequent was what I said the other day, and it's still true, thank fucking God for that. But when the bad days come, so be it, whatever.
Yeah.
It could literally be as plain as I I'm inside for six days of the week. For six days of the week. And then on the seventh day,
she rests.
God created some serotonin for me. And I managed to leave the house. I got dressed, whatever. I might get some pictures with my friends. In that hour that I get home, and I feel so fulfilled from seeing people that I love and so proud of myself for getting out. And I feel so good for being able to get dressed and not having a panic attack over, like, what are you going to wear? Your face is ugly, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I absolutely want to, like, celebrate that moment. And for me, that is... It almost doesn't sound...
Honestly,
I guess
fucking love it. Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, it is like, guys, I'm outside. Like, yes. It kind of is the most pure thing for me. But with my sharing, because I do just view it as my own highlight reel and whatever...
Mm.
And I'm comfortable with that. And I'm investigating if I want to share more shittier moments of me. I don't know if that's necessarily something that I desire. I don't know. I can see how there might be some importance in that, in like showing that not everything is shit. But I also think for my own expression and for my own privacy and my own life and my own mental health and just... I'm not the most open person. When I feel shit, I don't reply even to my closest friends. Like, it doesn't come naturally to me to put on my story saying, I've been up all night and I feel so sick, even if that is how I feel. Because if I've been up all night and I feel so sick, I'm probably not communicating with anyone that I love, let alone taking it to the public.
And I almost think social media is the last, or like Instagram is the last place you should be if you feel sick and you feel like, I genuinely think if you feel fragile.
But some people do naturally do that. That's naturally how some people share. And I see that.
True. I just almost think,
but
like,
it doesn't come
completely
naturally to
just
me.
For myself, the last place I need and want to be if I feel fragile, like my mood could go with a gust of wind in any direction, and that is in the morning, for example, the last place I want to open myself up to is like, okay, here's a world where everyone is sharing random shit. Like, you cannot even predict what you're going to see as the first fucking post on your feed. No matter how much you unfollow, blah, 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 unfollow the accounts that make you feel bad, follow accounts, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you fucking open, you're not going to be able to fucking
know
how you're
going to feel. Could be anything. Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's a crazy place that, honestly, has been normalized. Like, it is insane.
No,
like,
I agree.
Is a crazy thing. But I think that's a stunning experience, being like, I want to celebrate it. And that's what it would be stunning if it was that for everyone. Like, it's a celebration of life and all of this stuff and all the amazing stuff. But I just think undeniably it is not that for most people.
I agree. I completely agree. I feel like when it comes to sharing stuff on social media, I'm very much like, I just go with... I feel like you can get this, Sophie, of me just as a person anyway. Like, I don't really do things if it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see that for me? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm very much like, I'm not going somewhere I don't want to go. I'm not speaking to people I don't want to speak to.
Yeah.
I would never post something if I felt like I was forcing myself to post, or like I felt a pressure to post or something, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's quite an organic thing.
If you ever feel like you're forcing yourself to post something, take a step back. I mean... take the pressure off.
I think the posting and sharing, when I'm in that mood, when I'm in that place, it's very organic. But consuming for me is the opposite of organic. It's like man-made disaster.
I genuinely think consuming, like, that kind of content, like, I think it's really interesting as well that you describe it as like creative, because I really feel like it is a lot of the time not for you at all, entirely for me, entirely my own life, entirely my own projection, the death
so
of creativity,
creative?
Like anti-creativity.
Oh my god.
It's actually mass conformity to me. Like, it is,
okay,
I feel like...
But think about, I just have to say, on an individual scale, I know I'm interrupting you, but on an individual scale, I might see your post on a Wednesday evening and it will bring me joy. You've created something that there was nothing there before.
But what did I create?
You've given me something.
A picture of my dress that I didn't make that dress.
A funny little caption. God, I love like a funny little thing. It's just you're creating
thing. I do like that, and I like to...
I don't know why I'm being the spokesperson of social media, because
it's not
how I feel.
No, and I don't know why
I'm such a hater
of it. Like,
You're not.
Like, there's something about it that
I need to
reframe. Either, like, I need to work out how I want to use this place.
Yeah.
A place that, to be honest, I don't want to hang out in that often.
Yeah.
Like, I actually don't. Like, to me, there's, like... For example, the difference I feel, like, recording this, I feel so like we're completely authentic. It's completely us, and I feel really proud of it as a podcast. Like I, as much as I don't understand why people listen, I do understand that if I was me, a girl that didn't have this, and I stumbled across this, I think I would really enjoy this as like a piece of something, a piece of shit on the internet. Whereas I think
something
Instagram, I feel like there's one level of like authenticity that's removed somehow, like something about the realness is stripped back. And I think one of my main things I feel really uncomfortable with in all aspects of life, and social media is just one thing, I really don't like when life, like my life or my life or my experience is distilled into like a shitter version of something. Like, for example, the guy filming the Queen concert, and the experience he's getting, he could be there, he could be in the like ambience of the fucking crowd, but he's not. He's making the decision to experience a lesser version because he's kind of traded off, I'll get a smaller version of that experience, but the deal I've made is then I can share that and prove to everyone else that I was there. And I think that's what social media can be. Like, I'm going to go to the party, and I'm going to trade off having a really fun time at the party with, okay, but whilst I'm at the party, can everyone just like also fucking get the fucking photos? You look amazing. Get the photos.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
But also you're trading off a little bit of fun that you could have of being unaware and just in yourself and not a girl that needs to look pretty for a little bit of, oh, well, in a few days when I post that, I'll get some people back.
But then I also think that is an illusion in itself. Like, the majority of parties that I've been to, a lot of the time, I'm around people who, it doesn't matter whether they're taking a photo or not, they're still trying to think, am I looking pretty? Because the whole time, that the whole reason they've gone to the party is because there's someone they fancy is there. So I feel like the addition of a lens capturing the moment. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking fun.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I agree.
What was I gonna say?
Also, my opinions on this will change in about 20 minutes approximately when the
I agree with you though. I agree. I think we're just exploring the thing, because I also think we've had conversations about it many a time. I feel like I'm always trying to think about how I'm using social media and how much I'm making myself feel worse, to be honest.
I think that's it. It's by doing like that. Not to even use the word like self-care, because I think it's vile, but it actually feels like, in a lot of ways, is it the most caring thing I can do for myself to be in that?
But that's why I think maybe like the whole like, oh, I guess just the generic stuff of like, don't go on TikTok in the morning and unfollow or mute accounts that you don't want to see. It is helpful. I don't want to like undermine it. That, like, what else are we supposed to say? I get it. I get that that has a place, but then I also think maybe the emphasis is, maybe the crux, if you don't mind,
I would love it,
is about just figuring out what your relationship to social media is, because it's likely very different to Wing from Seffy and Wing's relationship, and it's probably very different again to Seffy from Seffy and Wing's relationship, and it might be very different to people even that are close to you. I just think, and I do think, for me personally, I can't speak on anyone else, but I know that it is, with all of the shit going on in my life and the way that I feel and all of these things, and just for my own mental health and my own sanity and my own experience as a human being on this planet, I have to take it as my own responsibility to monitor the ways that I'm behaving with this phone that is 100%. Next to me
at bedtime. 100%. Well, it's almost like we've given everyone a gun or something. It's like we've given everyone kind of the most dangerous weapon. It's like, it's not it's not the weapon that pulls its own trigger, sort of thing, like whatever that fucking old thing is. It's like, you have to be careful of how you use your fucking thing.
Yeah,
like, it does have the potential, social media, to be like, we couldn't shoot
yourself in the foot
without it. We couldn't do this amazing thing without it, and for that I am so grateful, because I do think there are so many real, whatever that means, there are so many real authentic things on the internet that make people feel good, and I hope this does make you feel good. But on this,
and if it doesn't, please
absolutely
feel free to leave.
I'm sure it's not a problem. There are a million things that will make you feel good, but if this is one of them, I'm really happy about that, and I I think it's, I don't know, that would be our main thing that we'd want it to do. But also, there's a million things that are gonna make you feel fucking shit, and I think the shit, for the general,
there's a higher density of shit on Instagram.
By
that's the thing, it's almost, if you're in a fragile state, which I am regularly, and I know you can be too,
oh, yes.
you might find something you don't like, for example, at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But maybe it's just the likelihood, if we draw it down to statistics, there might be a 5% chance you might run into a horrible gossip magazine or something. Yeah, no, but I won't be able to keep the maths thing
up. No, let's go with the maths. Let's see where we go.
Okay, so there might be a 5% chance that when you go to the supermarket at 2 p.m., you buy 6 apples.
Oh, God. If John's getting on a train at 8 p.m. going this speed, exactly, when does he get to Dover? So hard.
Oh, my God. Honestly, so hard. Like, I'm laughing, but I'm traumatized. Laughing through the pain. There might be a 5% chance that you go to the supermarket and see a shitty headline on a shitty headline on a tabloid magazine that pisses you off or whatever. Yeah. However,
you might see some zero-calorie Coke.
Yeah, for example, that might get to you. And to be honest, fair enough. However, you might also then go on your phone, go on Instagram, where there might be a 75-80% chance you're going to see... Oh, here's some real maths. There's a 75% chance you're going to see things that are 75% negative 60% of the time.
I'm lost.
Doesn't even make sense. But you get what I'm saying, guys. Like, yes, there's risk everywhere in life, but maybe you just weigh up the risks.
I think that's it.
On social media.
Do you know what? I think saying something like the supermarket, I genuinely think social media should be viewed more like that. One, in that it very on the nose is a shopping experience in many ways now, but also in a place that you visit. Like, I think it's made,
God, look at us go. Way, that's great, well done.
The way we love that. It's completely from you. To me, it's
like, it's you.
The way we view it is as if it's almost like an attachment of you. It's an addition of you. It's your kind of, not only your online persona, but then also your, all your friends are in there, your family's in there, suddenly your granny's added you, my granny's in here too. It's just you, it's your life, it's just everything. It's an extension of the experience of being alive now. But if you view it as like, I'm going into a place now, like I am going into the supermarket, whatever, of Instagram, and in there, fuck knows what I'm gonna find. It is a crazy place. It is also a cool place. It's also a fun place. You got a new pair of shoes and you want to show people. You get a message back from your friend saying, cool shoes. You say, thanks. It's a cool interaction.
You get a message from Sally saying, those shoes are fucking shit. Don't wear them to work next week.
Sally. Oh, God, block her. Unfollow accounts that make you feel bad, Sally. Sally's been on TikTok too much in the morning. Fuck off. But I think if you view it as like a place that you visit, but because it's not even viewed as that anymore, like it's not viewed
as
I'm going on Instagram now. It's just like, before you know it, oh, you've been on here for fucking 15 minutes. What? And now I feel like shit. But I do think it needs a bit more. It needs to become more, for me anyway, I need to view it as a more active experience, because I cannot be passively, before I know it, I'm on Instagram. What? It's not, it shouldn't be that.
I think you're good at that.
Me.
I think you're good at being active in it.
I need to be more, I think, because I'm still not happy with how I use it. Like, it's too passive for me still.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, we're working on it.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Just a thing. We are at 51 minutes.
Fucking hell.
On one take.
We're so good at this now, this podcasting.
Go on. This is not even going to send. Yeah, go on. It will.
Email.
It should.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I was thinking about a thing, and it was a thing I must have seen back in, like, honestly, 2005. Like, I must have been a kid
Jesus
when I saw this.
Christ.
It was insane. And it was a thing that popped up on, like, my computer, like my family computer, when I was probably playing like fucking, what's it called, Club Penguin, something like that.
Nice.
Cheesehead 123 was my name. Cool penguin around town. Yellow Cheesehead. Penguin. Cheesehead 123. And it didn't fit, so it was actually Cheshead 123. Great penguin.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that. You've definitely done with them before.
You'll see me in the pizzeria making the penguin.
That
the fucking
was iconic. That
so
was
good.
The best.
Putting seaweed on a pizza. Or changing it so it's the chocolate pizza with that switch. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That blew my mind. But I saw a thing. It came up on the computer being like, did you know the average amount of time that people spend in their life troubleshooting their computers is, and it was 3 weeks of their life will be spent troubleshooting. You know, when you press fucking troubleshoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that stuck with me because I've, to be honest, spent no time in my life troubleshooting my computer. But I have spent a fuck of a lot of time scrolling through Instagram. So if the average user in 2005 spent 3 weeks troubleshooting their computer in their entire life, we've probably spent the average time of about 5 years of my life.
You spend 3 weeks in probably about 5 weeks.
literally. So it just, I thought of that the other day and just thought, yeah, I'm not troubleshooting a lot, but I am spending a hell of a lot of time there. So that adds up to three weeks. Enough. Fucking hell, I need to sort something out here.
It definitely, yeah.
Because YOLO, right. And it's true.
It's a lot, yeah. Okay. Well, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling, I'm just boiling hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. It's but so I'm also hot. Meant, how did you feel about the combo?
I can't remember a word that was spoken, to be honest.
All right.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good. I enjoyed that. I could talk about it all day. I feel like, as well with social media, like obviously so much of it does go without saying, and I feel like you could easily listen to this and be like, I didn't like it when they said blah blah blah, but just can you cut us some slack, guys? You did click on this podcast. I didn't knock on your door and say, please listen to my podcast. Do you know what I mean? Be nice to us.
We're not handing out flyers in the supermarket. Good podcast.
No.
But essentially we are though.
I would never say good podcast, come and listen.
I wouldn't say come and listen, I'd say good podcast.
I'd say good podcast like to you. And like in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, to anyone else.
But I'm not the bazaar by the merchant saying with my bell, roll up, good podcast here, come and share your thoughts.
We're merchants at the bazaar. Blah, blah, blah.
Take everything we say, as usual, is off the record.
Always.
Shall we?
Let's. If you don't hear from us.
If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Woohoo! The crowd goes wild. No, they're like, thank God that's over.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.